Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today the Weekly Reader is going to take you away to a tropical paradise. Well, okay, maybe not exactly paradise, but certainly tropical. University of Baltimore professor, Baltimore Fishbowl columnist, and newly minted mother-in-law, Marian Winnick, joins me in studio. So, Marian, where are we headed?
Well, first we're going to Jamaica. I have Here Comes the Sun by Nicole Dennis Benn, a debut novel which was a finalist for the NBCC John Leonard Prize last year. Its main character is Margot, a beautiful 30-year-old woman who works the reception desk at a resort in Jamaica and also operates a side business of having sex with their white male guests, first selling her own body, later expanding her operation to include other girls. In her view, she's exploiting these men rather than the reverse, and she will do anything it takes to make life different for her 15-year-old super smart sister, Tandi, including spreading rumors that a rival for her position is a lesbian, though Margot loves another woman herself. That relationship is conducted in absolute secrecy due to the violent homophobia of their community. But despite all the plans and hopes focused on her, Tandi is less interested in saving for her future than taking a visit to a backwoods medicine woman who makes a cream to lighten black skin. Rather than a trip to sandals or beaches, this beautifully written book is a social commentary on tourism, racism, homophobia, gender, and wealth inequality. Nonetheless, with most of the dialogue written in patois and the island locations from rotting beach shacks to gated mansions described in gorgeous detail, Here Comes the Sun does take you to Jamaica, and it's likely to be a Jamaica you've never seen.
Okay, so a dark Jamaican book and now a scary cruise book?
I'm afraid so. This next one, Do Not Be Alarmed by Miley Malloy, will certainly alarm you and, in fact, is likely to keep you up all night. All begins well for these two families of cousins from Southern California who are vacationing together on a cruise to Point South. "I love you," says one mom to the other at dinner the first night. "This was a genius idea." But the fun part of this cruise is almost over for these ladies. After cautiously staying aboard in Acapulco for fear of, quote, beheadings and foodborne pathogens, at the next port, the husbands are invited to play golf by a new Argentinian friend, while Nora, Liv, and their brood of young children sign up for a zip line tour of the rainforest, along with an Argentine woman and her teenagers. Then, during an impromptu swim suggested by their guide, all six kids disappear. The remainder of the book follows the children and the adults separately, also bringing in a seventh child, an impoverished South American 10-year-old making her way north to New York with her uncle. The plot unfolds with terrifying realism, made even more potent by Malloy's sharp and economical character development. Every one of nearly 20 important characters is clearly distinguished by some memorable trait. Among the kids, there's a type 1 diabetic and his big boss lady sister, a spectrum-y genius and a bunny-loving 6-year-old. Among the adults, a hot black Hollywood movie star and a neurotic, high-strung white studio exec. And yet each one achieves three-dimensionality. Even the Latin American characters, who could easily become stereotypes, the tour guide, the drug lord, the maid, are more than that. If you like your tropical locations with a dash of darkness and danger, these two books will put the jalapeno in your margarita, and each has the excellent writing we at the Weekly Reader insist on.
Well, you can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/program/weekly-reader. For the Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.